Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is
www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, no spaces, all small letters, www.moresureword.com.
At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Well, here we have New Year's and 2009, and we see again how the Word of God, the more sure Word written in the God-promised, perfect, and only Holy Bible, the King Jesus Version, KJV for short, the Authorized Version, how it is alive. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The words are important. Not the concepts, not the ideas. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And he's the author of the book. It was his spirit that inspired every word of it. Every single word of it. Preserved it and purified it seven times. Perfect. The perfect, more sure Word of God in that KJV. And we will be delivered. It shall be well with the righteous, even in judgment. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. That day. 2008 was rough for most people. 2009 is going to be tougher and rougher for more people. But God is faithful. Never doubt the love of God in Christ Jesus. Never, ever, 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 never. Instead, take a trip to the cross every day. Have a look at what your King did and know that it was the Father's will to send him to be the propitiation for our stupid sins. He delivered Paul when Paul had his head chopped off. He delivered Peter by crucifixion. He delivered James, probably, by crucifixion. He delivered Thomas with a big rain cloud of arrows going through his body. Oh yeah, he delivered them all. He delivered them all. None of them would taste the second death. And indeed, it is appointed unto all men once to die, and after that, the judgment. But here we are in Isaiah 13. Just happened to be there. That just happens to be where we are on this New Year's Day for the new year of 2009. And God, if we would have ears to hear, is going to tell us pretty clearly about this year. The burden of Babylon. You live in Babylon. I live in Babylon. Babylon means confusion, tyranny. I don't care where you live. You live in Babylon. And as of today, George W. Bush, as the conqueror of Saddam Hussein, whose troops still occupy the country of Saddam Hussein, is today's king of Babylon. And if Obama says, so help me God, it's a liar. His God is Lucifer. But if he puts his hand on a Bible or on a Koran and says, so help me God, he's still not going to be the president. He can't be the president. You know that. I know that. But he will assume and usurp the position, which is a positional position, of the king of Babylon. Babylon is Iraq in history. And in the last days, there is a mystery Babylon. America fits the picture. Read Isaiah. You'll see it. And especially read Jeremiah chapter 51. You'll see it, or else you better take a trip to the cross. You better ask God for the Holy Ghost. You better see if maybe you can be born again again. And yes, you can be born again again. There's nothing more sure that the Bible teaches than that I'm a sinner and you're a sinner. Yeah, the Bible teaches that. We don't like that, but that's the truth. And the true God forgives sins. And if you could be born again, you could be born again, if you can find the grace of God, which is evidenced by this thing called repentance. And you can't do that apart from God. That's supernatural. So let's look at it. Father, we just do thank you that you have let us know we have your word, that we have your word, absolute, pure truth by which we can prove what the truth is. And we ask you for wisdom. We need to know what you would have us to know, what to do with this more sure word, this absolute pure truth. And we thank you for that promise in James 1 verse 5. Most of all, we thank you for sending your Son, our King, your perfect Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give us this privilege to have the same Spirit in us that made him Echad, one with you, that we might have the privilege to call you our Father, and that we might be one with one another, your saints, by that one same Spirit. And so we just thank you. We bless you, Father. Thank you in Yeshua's name. Isaiah 13, the burden of Babylon. Hello, fellow Babylonians, wherever you may be. Babylon today fits America better than any place else on earth. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way things are. It's kind of like Fly told Babe, that's just the way things are. The burden of Babylon, we ought to listen up to this. We're all living in Babylon. We ought to hear this word. It's for now. All these things were written for our admonition and for our example upon whom the ends of the world have come. What's going to happen in this new year in Babylon? The burden of Babylon. God has something that he is burdened to do regarding Babylon, and I think it's this year. The burden of Babylon which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Lift up a banner upon the high mountain. Thank God there's a high mountain here. From that high mountain, one radio tower could get the gospel to 60% of Europe, 100% of the Middle East, and half of North Africa. Would to God it would be. Lift up a banner upon the high mountain. We've been there. Pleaded the blood of Yeshua, blew the shofar. Every feast of trumpets were up there, sounding the shofar, pleading the blood from the highest mountain to every shoreline of this place, claiming this little island for the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. Is that you? You one of those sanctified ones? You feel like a lone sparrow on the rooftop? You feel like you're the only one left? Then maybe you could be one of those sanctified ones whom the Lord has been sanctifying, setting apart unto himself. I have commanded my sanctified ones. Do you know what God commanded? There's no way you can be one of those sanctified ones if you're not determined to do what the King commands. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger. Is God angry? Yes, he is. Don't forget, he's coming back to tread out the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. Right now, we're enduring the wrath of Satan, his Antichrist prince, and his false prophet pope. But that's not going to make a pimple on the wrath of God Almighty. There's a big difference. I've commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. Even those who rejoice in the Lord. Even those who rejoice in the knowledge that God is far above every throne, every power, every principality. Even them. I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. They're all coming to the battle of Armageddon. The nations of the world are set against the Lord and against his anointed, and they have made the decision that they will destroy Israel, that the name of Israel may be no more remembered. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. And include you and me. There's one way we'll be able to stand. One and only one way we'll be able to stand. And they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Cruel. Both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his goings forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil. Remember, this is the burden of the Lord. That means God is burdened to do this. And this is the burden of the Lord for Babylon. And guess what? We live in Babylon. America may be a little more so than the others, a little more explicitly than the others, and yet nevertheless, this is what we know that God is burdened to do. What's going to happen in the new year? I think we're hearing from the Lord right now. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Sounds to me like Babylon, the world's only superpower. The myth of Babylon being the world's only superpower is coming down by the real superpower, by the hand of the real and only true superpower. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens. Now, he's not just going to shake the earth this time. He's going to shake the heavens also. I will therefore shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger, and it shall be as the chaste roe and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land. And every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them which shall not regard silver as for gold. As for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces. And they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellency shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And it shall never be inhabited. Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures. The owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant places. And her time is near to come. Her days shall not be prolonged. That's the word of the Lord. That is the burden of the Lord for Babylon, America today. Or wherever Babylon, whatever part of Babylon, planet Earth, that you live in today. But that's a particular word for the new year. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. But with all that, I am to say that it shall be well with the righteous. So the big question is, are you righteous? And if so, what causes you to think so? What kind of righteousness do you have? Is it true righteousness? Or the righteousness that comes from the deceptions and rationalizations of an unregenerate mind? Is it true righteousness, or is it self-righteousness? Seek ye the Lord while he may yet be found. Call upon him while he is near, while he may yet be heard, while ye may yet be heard. And you must hear him now. For God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, after he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He's about to stand up. He's about to stand up. And he's calling all of us to stand in his power, in his name, in his power, and for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know what you think about that, but I certainly think that's quite a description of the new year. Amazing that we happen to be right there, and it gets more detail regarding these things if we continue in Isaiah 14 and We find out that the god of this world, Lucifer, this is the only place he's named, and it's the only Bible just about you can find that actually names Lucifer as the god of this world, Satan, the god of Islam, Satan, the god of the Roman Catholic Church enthroned there in 1963, the god of Freemasonry, Lucifer, Lucifer. Oh, there are a lot of people in this world today who want to tell you that Lucifer is a good god and the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bad God. It has gotten so Babylonish that goes without much challenge. I rise to stand against that whenever and against whomever. And it's going to turn to all of us for a testimony against them as we're called and hauled into these Antichrist kangaroo courts. But he is able to keep us standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is able. Well, let's press on to Isaiah 14 about the destruction of Babylon and the death of its proud monarch. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel. The nations have joined themselves together and said, let us make the nation of Israel cease to exist, that the name of Israel may be no longer in remembrance. But here is what God says. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob. And if it is the Lord's will to have mercy on Jacob, how dare we not embrace the people of Jacob. And I tell you, in the time of Jacob's trouble, also known as the Great Tribulation, the most direct path to the blessings of the God of Jacob is to bless Jacob. And we're going to need the blessings of the God of Jacob in the time of Jacob's trouble. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land, and the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them into their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives whose captives they were. And they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in that day, and it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. All the rulers of this world today are Antichrist. And the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee. Even all the chief ones of the earth it hath raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Here you see Lucifer, Satan, the devil, clearly defined. It's just like in Revelation 12, where we see the Revelation 12 war in heaven. And we have every reason to believe with what we see going on with the nations setting themselves against Israel and the God of Israel and setting themselves against the people of God, the commandments of God. Every law they pass is against what God said. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried and travailed in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And we see the signs that cause us to know that this has been something that has happened on our watch, something that has happened recently. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Yes, the great red dragon, that old serpent, the devil. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house, but thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people, the seed of evildoer. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities, as up against them, saith the Lord of hosts. And cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bitter and the pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this end stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? King Ahaz died, was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestina, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety. And I will kill thy root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou whole Palestina art dissolved. For there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in appointed. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord will again choose Jerusalem. And in the time of Jacob's trouble, we must bless Jacob. For we need the blessings of the God of Jacob in the time of Jacob's trouble to bring us through. There is no way anyone can be a Christian and hate Jews. He's deceived. It's not possible. It's an oxymoron. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. Hallelujah. There are great, momentous things going to take place in this year of 2009. We're privileged to literally live the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. C-O-M. That's all one word, no spaces, all small letters, www.moresureword.com.
At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.